Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A healthcare company shutdown leaves patients scrambling. Massachusetts considering bringing back happy hour. Tupac finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Pride Month kicks off today in Boston. Melissa has the juice coming up.
And just like that, Samantha is back on the Sex and the City reboot. And Lizzo has had it with trolls, and she ain't keeping quiet anymore.
Leroy has your sports.
Can the Patriots mend the broken hearts of Boston sports fans? Plus, a Celtics mass exodus could be going down real soon.
But first, the state is investigating after the sudden shutdown of Compass Medical. The company, which has locations in Quincy, Braintree, East Boston, Easton, Middleborough, and Taunton, made a statement that they were shutting down effective immediately. But that was only after some patients learned about the news as they showed up for their appointments. The statement said that the decision was made after a steady stream of challenges. Awful. Massachusetts lawmakers considering some new cocktail laws, including one bill that would bring back happy hour nearly 40 years after the state banned them. The ban was in 1984 after a string of deadly drunk driving crashes. New legislation, if passed, would let the state's cities and towns vote to allow discounts on alcohol during certain hours at bars and restaurants. Tupac finally receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and this comes just weeks before what would have been his 52nd birthday on June 16th. Tupac's star ceremony will be held on Hollywood Boulevard on June 7th, and you may even see Leroy there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm already on Expedia right now.
He'll be the guy on his knees crying.
Tears of joy, though. Tears of joy.
Gone too soon.
Yeah, gone way too soon. Feel
me? And it's June. It is Pride Month. It kicks off at City Hall Plaza today at 4 p.m. with a flag raising, also performances, and the unveiling of Portraits of Pride, which is a photography project highlighting LGBTQ plus leaders. There's a lot going on to celebrate. And you can check out our post-its of some fun events that are happening to raise money for organizations supporting LGBTQ plus people. And you can see that on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. All right, here is Melissa with the juice.
I'm so excited. The unthinkable has happened. Samantha is coming back to Sex and the City. Kim Cattrall, who plays Samantha on the show, has been feuding with the show's star, Sarah Jessica Parker, for years and has previously said she would never be back. Well, after fans were screaming for it, they found a way to make it happen for season two. Although, listen to the way this is supposedly going down. It's one scene, allegedly, for the show's finale. Mm-mm. No details about the scene, although I heard that it may be a scene of her by herself.
What?
We don't know 100% yet. All I do know is what they said was when she went, she wanted it to be kept a secret. Like, yeah. She made them take her name off the call sheet.
Oh, my
she
God.
Showed up in an SUV with tinted windows.
Grow up.
Walked in, like, super quiet, left super quiet. Yeah. So
for one scene by herself. It's going to be this.
Supposedly.
Where are you going?
Oh, no.
Me? Just hanging around.
And just like that is back for season two, June 22nd. And Cattrall's scene supposedly is going to happen sometime in mid to late August. Diddy is suing British alcoholic beverage company Diageo, saying they are racist and left his tequila brand for dead. Diddy and Diageo have had a partnership for years as they've backed his very successful Ciroc line. But according to Diddy, they have done nothing to help his De Leon tequila, simply because they are protecting their other tequila lines, Casamigos and Don Julio, two, of course, very, very popular brands. Diddy says it is racially motivated, and apparently he intends to seek billions in damages for Diageo's alleged misconduct in a separate lawsuit, too.
Jesus.
A rep for the company denies Diddy's allegations, saying, while we respect Mr. Combs as an artist and entrepreneur, His allegations lack merit, and we're confident the facts will show that he has been treated fairly.
Diddy, how much money do you think this has cost you?
It cost me at least $2,000 to five fucking grand. Cost me $3,000.
Wow, two Beetlejuice references in the same story. And Lizzo has had it with haters publicly fat shaming her, and she is fighting back. Good for her. She's been getting all kinds of hate in her comments. One specific mention got her all riled up. It was under a video of her performing, and one user wrote, "How is Lizzo this fat when she's constantly moving this much on stage? I wonder what she must be eating." Lizzo responded, "Just logged on, and this is the type of ish I see about me on a daily basis. It's really starting to make me hate the world." And then somebody made a comment about her eating fast food. She responded, "I literally stopped eating fast food years ago." Then saying that she's not, someone else apparently was accusing her of not losing weight on purpose because it's not good for her brand. Lizzo responded to that, saying, "I'm not trying to be fat. I'm not trying to be smaller. I'm trying to live and be healthy.
Trying to be.
This is what my body looks like.
To be.
Even when I'm eating clean and working out." Even Candace Owens, who has attacked Lizzo in the past, tweeted yesterday a screenshot that Lizzo had blocked her and wrote, "I guess Lizzo wasn't lying when she said truth hurts, but yeah, clinical obesity is the number one killer in America, so let's stop glorifying it." And we go to Pebbles, our Lizzo correspondent, and
stop acting like you care about health. People just hate fat people. Like, stop it. Really, it's ridiculous. Leave that woman alone. She is just joy.
Wait a minute. So that's all it takes to get people to stop saying mean things on the internet? Hey, yeah, stop saying mean things on the internet.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that. Yeah.
I just don't understand how people can be so awful. And it's not just her. It's just in general. How can you just like sit there
media.
On your phone?
Because they're losers who are like, nobody's watching me say
social
this.
Social media has really brought the nastiness out of so many people in this world, because you know 100%, 96.9% that these people would not say anything to these people in public.
Some people deserve it because they're awful, but other people, like, I think about, like, Lisa, are you kidding me? She's just, like, happy. Let her be happy.
She's positive. She does a lot of good things for a lot of people. She's like,
I'd fight for her.
She's so mad.
I'd fight somebody for her.
Be careful. We got Pebbles swearing the other day, so you never know.
Everyone was talking so much about Lizzo.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, last season was a disaster for the Patriots, especially on the offensive side of things. However, according to past quarterback Mac Jones, things are looking good so far since offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien has stepped in the building.
Everything he's done so far has been really good. I think the communication is the most important part, and trust. He's done a great job in controlling the room. I feel like everyone's on the same page. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. He's so happy.
Very encouraging.
It's Pride Month. Say how you really feel, Mac.
Today I feel gay.
Okay.
Oh my God. Anyways, let me move on. When it comes to the Celtics, there are rumors circulating that former Celtics coach Ime Udoka, who's now the coach of the Houston Rockets, is going to hire three of the Celtics' assistants to his staff. I know, he's just coming in and snatching folks.
In the house.
Get him, Ime.
Grab your bitches.
Oh, he got his bitches.
Staying in the NBA, former NBA coach and current ESPN commentator Jeff Van Gundy wants the NBA to get rid of free throws altogether until the final 4 minutes of every game. He thinks it's going to speed up the game. I didn't know the game had a problem with being too long. I thought
the game is fine, literally, up until the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's when the last 2 minutes takes about a half hour. Yeah, maybe they should, I don't know, maybe they should take them away then and be like, hey, listen, if someone's driving in and you foul them, they're getting the points.
Yeah, we'll see. And your last place in the AL East, Boston Red Sox, lost to the Cincinnati Reds again, 5-4. They'll play again tonight at 7:10. Hopefully,
we'll
be able to bring some luck in the building.
Don't
in the
count
park.
On it. Okay. Although Chris Sale is pitching, so that gives them somewhat of a chance, but the bullpen will probably blow it like they usually do.
All right, again, first pitch at 7:10.
Bring that great attitude to the game.
All right, Let's go, Red Sox.
And the end of the game.
Go, Red Sox.
Game one of the NBA Finals between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat tips off tonight at 8:30, and that's just sports.
All right, today's good news. Just want to give a shout out to two Massachusetts fourth graders who recently participated in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Adarsh Venkanagari is 9 and is from Lynn, and Tanoshi Inamat is 10 and lives in Boston. Unfortunately, neither of them made it to tonight's final, but it is such a great accomplishment, and we just want to recognize them for making it. So congratulations. And if you do want to check out the finals, it is tonight at 8 on ION TV.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.